రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ 16. సారథ్య పార్షద సేవన సఖ్య దౌత్య
సారథ పార్షద సేవన సఖ్య దౌత
సారథ్య పార్షద సేవన సఖ్య దౌత్య
సారథ్య పార్షద సేవన సఖ్య దౌత్య
వీరాసనానుగమన స్తవన్ ప్రణామాన్
వీరాసనుగమాన స్తవన్
ప్రణామాన్
ప్రణామాన్
వీరాసనానుగమన స్తవన ప్రణామాన్
వీరాసనానుగమన
స్తవన ప్రణామాన్
ప్రణామాన్
సిగ్నేదుషు స్నిగ్ధేషు పాండుషు జగత ప్రణతిం చ విష్ణోర్
స్నిగ్ధేషు పాండుషు జగత్ ప్రణతి
ప్రణతిం చ విష్ణోర్
చ విష్ణోర్
స్నిగ్ధేషు పాండుషు జగత్ ప్రణతిం చ విష్ణోర్
స్నిగ్ధేష గేషు పాండుషు
జగత్ ప్రణతిం చ విష్ణో
చ విష్ణు
భక్తిం కరోతి నపతిశ్ చరణారవిందే
భక్తి కరోతి నపతి చరణారవిందే
భక్తిం కరోతి నపతిశ్ చరణారవిందే
భక్తి కరోతి
నపతిశ్ చరణారవిందే సారథ్య
సారథ్య
అక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ చారియట్ డ్రైవర్ పారషద్
పారషద్
అక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రెసిడెన్సీ ఇన్ ద అసెంబ్లీ ఆఫ్ ద రాజసూయ సక్రిఫైస్
సేవన
Engaging the mind constantly in the service of the Lord.
Engaging the mind constantly in the service of the Lord.
Sakhya.
Sakhya.
To think of the Lord as a friend.
To think of the Lord as a friend.
Dautya.
Dautya.
Acceptance of the post of a messenger.
Accept of the post of a messenger.
Veera asana.
Veera asana.
Acceptance of the post of a watchman with a drawn sword at night.
Acceptance of the post of a watchman with a drawn sword at night.
Anugamana.
Anugamana.
Following in the footsteps.
Following in the footsteps.
Stavana.
Stavana.
Offering of prayers.
Offering of prayers.
Pranaman.
Pranaman.
Offering obeisances.
Offering obeisances.
Snigdeshu.
Snigdeshu.
Up to them who are malleable to the will of the Lord.
And to them who are malleable to the will of the Lord.
Pandushu.
Pandushu.
And to the sons of Pandu.
And to the sons of Pandu.
Jagat.
Jagat.
The universal.
The universal.
Pranatim.
Pranatim.
One who is obeyed.
One who is obeyed.
Cha.
And.
Vishnoho.
Vishnoho.
Of Vishnu.
Of Vishnu.
Bhaktim.
Bhaktim.
Devotion.
Devotion.
Karoti.
Karoti.
Does.
Does.
Napatihi.
Napatihi.
The king.
The king.
Charanaravinde.
Charanaravinde.
Unto his lotus feet.
Unto his lotus feet.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of His causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver to president to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc., according to the will of the Pandavas. obeying them like a servant and offering obeisances like one younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. Please repeat. Maharaj Parikshit
heard that
out of his causeless mercy Lord Krishna who is universally obeyed rendered all kinds of service
to the malleable sons of Pandu
by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver
to president
to messenger
friend
night watchman
etc.
according to the will of the Pandavas
obeying them
like a servant
and offering obeisances
like one younger in years. When he heard this,
Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed
with devotion
to the lotus feet of the Lord.
Purport. Lord Krishna is everything to the unalloyed devotees like the Pandavas. The Lord was for them the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master, the worshipable deity, the guide, the chariot driver, the friend, the servant, the messenger of everything they could conceive of, and thus the Lord also reciprocated the feelings of the Pandavas. Maharaj Parikshit, as a pure devotee of the Lord, could appreciate the Lord's transcendental reciprocation of the feelings of his devotees, and thus he himself also was overwhelmed with the dealings of the Lord. Simply by appreciating the dealings of the Lord with his pure devotees, one can attain salvation. The Lord's dealings with his devotees appear to be ordinary human dealings, but one who knows them in truth becomes at once eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. The Pandavas were so malleable to the will of the Lord that they could sacrifice any amount of energy for the service of the Lord. And by such unalloyed determination, they could secure the Lord's mercy in any shape they desired. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarathya Parashad Sevana Sakhya Dautya Veerasananu Gamanastavana Pranaman Snigdeshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatim Cha Vishnor Bhaktim Karoti Narpatis Charanaravinde. Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver to president to passenger, friend, night watchman, etc. According to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them like a servant and offering obeisances like one younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. So we heard yesterday that how wherever Maharaj Parikshit was going, he was received by different kings, and you know, people were talking about his association with Lord Krishna and how Krishna saved the Pandavas, served them. So Maharaj Parikshit was very, very happy to hear all that, and his devotion for Krishna increased many folds after hearing. You know, so in other words, if you want to progress in Krishna consciousness, if you want to progress in our devotion, then it is very important that we hear this katha. You know, because this is what gives us a lot of motivation, inspiration. Lot of people, lot of devotees, you know, who joined the movement was only because of these kathas. Some got inspired by reading Srila Prabhupada's biography, you know, the way he struggled to establish Krishna consciousness, struggled to make nice temples for Krishna. And then he brought the glories of Krishna wherever he went, you know, he took with him. So he's compared like a walking Vrindavan sometime, you know, because Vrindavan you go, most of the people are busy in some katha or the other, you know. I mean, people would have heard it so many times, but if you just walk on the streets of Vrindavan, you will find some big hoardings. So and so Maharaj, so and so Babaji, so and so Swami doing Hari Katha, Bhagavat Katha. And then each of them, there will be thousands of people attending, you know. And then, now of course, we are having all these facilities, you know. To wherever we are sitting, we can still hear if you want. Facility is there, only we have to use it. So now coming back to Krishna's serving the Pandavas, you know, as a friend, there are certain things most of us know all the pastimes, but I will just try to narrate one or two, you know, for our benefit. For example, if you remember, those who have been attending earlier, that in the previous chapters, especially when Krishna was about to go to Dwaraka, you know, when he was leaving Hastinapur, so every time he met the Pandavas, he behaved with them according to their age, you know. He was touching the feet of Bhishma and the seniors. Even to Maharaj Yudhishthir, he was like, you know, treating him like an elder brother with all the respect. And with the Pandavas, with the Arjuna and Bhima, they are like his contemporaries, so he was embracing them. And to the younger ones, he was just, you know, giving them pat on the back. So that's how, according to the seniority of age and in a position and everything, you have to. And since he was not pronouncing his being the Supreme Lord, they were accepting. Because, you know, under Yog Maya, they all thought that he is just like their brother or a friend. With the friends, he was equally behaving like, you know, like a true friend. And they are playing, and if there's a game of win and loss, and if he loses, you know, then he serves, he carries them on their back, and he does so many things. With his own father, you know, he carries his shoes on his head. With the mother, he gets beaten by a stick, tied by a rope, slapped, so many things. And is happily accepting all that. All to in the mood of service, you know. Krishna is the best example of service. He doesn't have to do anything. You know, like it says, everybody has to obey his order. Everybody. Including Brahma, Indra, Chandra, everything. Kubera, Agni, whatever we know of. They all obey his orders. It's said in the Shastra that if he raises in one eyebrow, he can finish the whole universe. Just by raising the eyebrow. His immediate expansion, Lord Balaram, Sankarsana, he killed that Roma Harshana, you know, with just a blade of grass. Just took a grass and did his open neck surgery. And Krishna himself, you know, when he was fighting with Kamsa, for example, you know, his body is so, it describes so soft that if a leaf falls on the any part of the body of Krishna, there is a mark of the leaf. It's so soft. You can't even imagine. You know, we have sometimes some soft skins advertisement. So they should advertise Krishna, Radharani. So soft. But when he held the hand of Kamsa thought that his bones are breaking into pieces, you know, like almost about to become powder. So he does everything, you know. Again, as I said, the main point is that paritranaya sadhuna. And especially with Pandavas, he had a special relationship because he stayed with them for so long on this planet. You know, right from childhood, they were doing things together. So, Parikshit Maharaj was hearing all this, you know. And Krishna is serving as all these things we see, Sarathya, Parashada, Sakhya, Dautya. He goes as an ambassador to Duryodhana with a message of peace. He says, no fight, please. And Duryodhana just rejects. He says, forget, go, get lost. So sometimes people say Krishna could have stopped it. Krishna did try. Of course he could have stopped it, but he didn't want to stop it. He wanted to re-establish the religious principle, the righteousness. So like that there are so many examples. I am reminded of, you know, he even washed the pots in a devotee's house. In Maharashtra, you know, in Pandharpur, so many leelas are there that he will go and wash pots in devotee's house. He will stand out as a guard. He will do anything, you know. Carry the weight on his back to prove to somebody that what is written in Bhagavad Gita is correct. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. What the devotee lacks, he provides, and what devotee has, he preserves. And to prove that, he just carries the big load on his back. So he did so many things. Goes to the forest with the calves. They say that when he came back, his face was full. Because if you had gone to Vrindavan, you know how dusty it is. So all this dust will be sitting on his face. But because he's Krishna, because he's the Supreme God, because he's so lovable, the dust will also look beautiful. You know, the dust will make him look more beautiful. And everybody in the evening was eager to see him back with all the dusty body, because they knew that every day he'll be looking more beautiful than the previous day. So that is Krishna, you know. And that's why Parikshit Maharaj is saying that if you just serve such a wonderful personality with devotion, bhaktim karoti nrapati charana aravinda. Charana aravinda. Aravinda is lotus, charana is feet, lotus feet. So we should also anugamana, you know, we should just follow the footsteps of great personalities like Parikshit Maharaj and make our life successful. So thank you very much. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।